Bentornati tifosi napolitani to a very special edition of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. We are returning to our grassroots, so to speak, with an audio-only edition today. It is late on Friday, and we are on the heels of Napoli thrashing Lazio. It was a Thursday night thrashing, 5-2, and I wrapped up an edition of The Rant yesterday after the match, and about 20 minutes later, I gave my old buddy, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, a call and said, "Hey man, why don't we wrap for a few minutes and put it on a podcast and return to the days of yonder, return to the glory days of our podcast." And he was in, and it was as simple as that. Gave each other a call and decided to record it and just chat. And this is what you'll be listening to for the next half hour. We touch on Napoli Lazio, like I said. We touch on all things Napoli. It's been a while since we've chatted. So, you know, we have to get to the issues at hand. You know, obviously, Champions League, do we make it? Gattuso, does he stay? All that stuff. So you're going to hear from the man, the ghost, the Napoli ghost, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, who's still in Twitter exile, which is crap, but you can always reach him at the Far From Vesuvius Twitter handle as well. But yeah, I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's have it. Here it is. I hope you like it. Forza Napoli sempre.
Scriva sempre, stai contenta.
All right, I'm here with Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, the ghost, the Napoli ghost. He's still up in the Great White. Yeah, Cubani, what's going on, my man? How you been?
Well, yeah, I've been, man, and as much as I love being Canadian, I don't know how great and white it is right now. I mean, it's definitely white. We've still got, like, we got snow up here in Toronto this week, which was insane. But man, we're still in lockdown, but it's okay, because even when in lockdown, Napoli sometimes can give you some good news. And you know what? Over the last few weeks, we cannot complain as Napoli fans, because it's been a good few weeks. And thank you to Mr. Gattuso for getting this team back on track despite everything else happened. So I'm excited, Rapid. I'm excited to talk to you again, because I missed you, buddy.
I missed you too, dude. I really did. I missed doing proper, you know, podcasts instead of just, you know, posting the audio from the rants, which is what I've been doing to keep this thing going. But, you know, I think now we can have an opportunity to keep this rolling. You know, I would really like to get on more and talk with you, you know, an OG of the Far From Vesuvius, and possibly bring Frank out of retirement. I'm trying to, you know, pull his arm a little bit, but we'll see.
You know what? No, Rafa, you've been holding down this shit, man. And, you know, even Kirsten, we got to get her involved more. And she's been busy
for sure.
Fuck, so. And, you know, thanks to everybody. And you know what? We will, I will say this on behalf of Ken, because we're going to miss Ken. We love Ken. But Ken's doing well. He's doing good. So all is well on that front. And, you know, we will always support Ken no matter what. So we just want to, I always want to put that up. You know, put the bed in your rumors or anything like that. Because nothing bad happened. We love Ken.
Yeah, nothing bad. I spoke to Ken yesterday. We had a nice little chat yesterday, and he's good. Everything is good. But let's go, man. So today, Marco, Lazio come to the Maradona. Excuse me, it's been that long since we've talked. Lazio come to the Maradona and completely capitulate. Napoli get off to a really early start with the Insigne penalty kick that we thought would have been a Lazio penalty kick, but we didn't get to see the, you know, I didn't get to see the Manolas foul in the box first. So I really thought we were down and out early, but, you know, the call went our way. And that's one thing I want to talk to you about too, Marco, is luck. We've been kind of lucky in the past couple weeks too, especially, you know, that we had the Inter game. We got a little lucky with the goal there. But we've also really kind of play to our potential to hold these results too. So I want to get your thought on that first goal, and then the goal after, the Politano goal with a really, really beautiful service by Insigne.
I believe it was Tamertens who found Politano. But the first couple of minutes of the Lazio game, what did you think of that?
What a way to start, you know what I mean? And what a wave of emotions, because when you're watching that live, you don't even realize what happens on one end of the pitch, really. I mean, I went back and I watched the replay of it all, and if you really pay attention, then you see him on the ground and you see him not getting up. But if you're following the play and you're watching it live, you're following the ball go the other way and you're not seeing him on the floor. And then, of course, we see Hisai and that whole situation. And to me, that looked like a penalty. And then you see VAR called and you think it is going to be a penalty against Napoli. And then you look at the screen and they're looking at the Manolas foul. And it was just insane. But Hisai, I think, got lucky. I'll be honest. He got lucky. We got a break. And Insignia made Reina pay. And you know what? I was terrified when I realized Reina was in net and we had a penalty kick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember him saving Balotelli. You know, he was the first one to do that. And it was such
first one to save Balotelli. Yeah. I was with you there. I was really like, oh, this guy knows Insignia, man. This is not going to be good.
But how crazy is it? And we'll touch upon the Politano goal too, because that was remarkable. And I actually, at first, thought Dries was offside, so I was a little bit nervous about the whole situation, but thankfully he wasn't. But, I mean, how crazy is it that this guy has now, I mean, I don't know, I'm not in the mind of Gattuso, but it looks like he's now taken over that starting spot over Lozano, who has been remarkable this season himself. So the fact that we have such competition for that position, and, you know, there was worry that Callejon would not be replaced, clearly that is not the case, because that wing is looking enticing right now.
You know, I don't know if you tuned into the rant live that I just wrapped up about half hour ago, but I brought this up in that rant, and Lozano and Politano combined this season are at 25 goals and 10 assists in all competitions. They each have 9 goals in Serie A, 5 assists for Politano in Serie A, 4 assists for Lozano in Serie A. I mean, you want to say replace Callejon. I mean, those numbers eclipse Callejon's last 2 seasons combined with Napoli. So, yeah, I think we did a good job on that end. No? What do you think, man?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's you know what? It's impressive, and it helps having that. And, I mean, you watch a performance like today, and, yeah, you know, we conceded a couple sloppy goals at the end there. But at the same time, like, you watch a performance like today, and you get contributions from everybody, right? I mean, from Mertens, from Insignia, Politano, from Osimhen, who comes off the bench and scores a terrific goal, right? Like, you watch a performance like today, and you really question and wonder what this team could have done if they were healthy this season.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point when this season started and Napoli was off to that red-hot start, we were legitimately talking about this team as Scudetto contenders. And when you look at what this team did over the last few weeks against the likes of Roma, Milan, you know, okay, we fell to Juve, but we easily could have won that game. Inter, again, we were millimeters away from winning that game. So Lazio, this was a big win. So you look at the teams we've beaten, and Napoli really is a legitimate team. The question becomes, going forward, who stays and who goes, and whether you can really keep this group together.
You know, and it's funny because we praised at the beginning of the season, we praised Napoli's depth, you know, right, Kuba? We really kind of got like on ADL's he kind of got on our good side with his, you know, off-season movements and 2 in a row record buys and replacing, you know, people that we needed. Like, you know, Alan is gone, so we got Bakayoko. We had Deme come in midway through last season, which turned out to be a revelation. You know, Laboca had a lot of promise. You know, there were a couple areas that we could have probably, you know, we had Romani come in too. And like I said, there's a couple areas that we probably could have worked on also. But the depth that we had, we were really like, we were saying that this is probably the deepest Napoli team of the ADL era, and by far. And I think there's merit to that still, because that's exactly what they are. They're depth, they're replacements, they're substitutions, they're, you know, rotations. You know, you have to think about injuries every now and then. Petagna, we had Petagna come in, right? But we were the most hit team when it comes to not even COVID injuries. Like COVID, we had a couple cases here and there. It wasn't like, but it all happened at the same time, Marco. And that's the problem, is that your depth could be as, you could be as deep as you want to be, but if you're missing, I would say a good 8 out of your 11 simultaneously, you're not going to win a Scudetto. Look at what Inter did. They got out of Europe. They stayed how they managed to stay healthy, and they're doing the job. But I'm fully, fully of the opinion that if we had half the injuries that we had, we'd be running with Inter. If not, like, I mean, I know now we're 3 points, you know, behind Milan because of Milan's loss for second place, but we would be in a firm second place spot, if you ask me.
Well, and you know what? 100%. And one, the other thing is, it wasn't even just the amount of injuries. It was the position it took, like the toll it took on certain positions, right? Like at one point.
And the length of the injuries too, Kuba. The length. Like these, like, things, there were more long-term injuries.
Yeah, like Osimhen was gone for most of the start of the season, right? A large part of that initial first half. You had Mertens out at the same time. At one point, Petagna was out at the same time, so you didn't have a striker. And then even you look at that performance against Juve when you lost Koulibaly and Manolas, and you had Maximovic and Rami win a game for you with a stellar defensive performance, which was almost like a miracle. So you look at what this team is actually able to do. And then the other thing with Inter, and I think this really needs to be pointed out that isn't being mentioned enough of, is that Inter was a team that was eliminated from the Champions League group stage and did not play Europa League because they finished fourth. So if you time Inter's run to the Scudetto and their remarkable second half of the season, a lot of it has to do with them only playing one game a week. Right, they weren't playing twice a week like most other teams. And that is absolutely huge, especially in a season like this when you have everything going on. Right, it's already a condensed schedule as is. And then you throw in all these European fixtures and then these Coppa Italia fixtures as well at one point in time. I mean, Inter really have to be thankful that they actually were eliminated from the Champions League group stage, because I really don't know if they're sitting where they are, if they were still playing European fixtures, right? I mean, you look at the toll it's taken on Roma, who are still suffering in the league as a result of still being in the Europa League. And you look at Napoli. Napoli struggled after those Thursday Europa League games, and it's not their fault. It's been a crazy season, and these players have just been taxed so much this year that, honestly, it is a season of who, what, and what could have been. But now we look down the stretch, and it's exciting down the stretch. There is, you know, from second to sixth, five teams that can get into the Champions League. And it's going to be fun to watch. It really, really is. So today's game was huge. It's a start. And let's see how Napoli does down the stretch when you play, quote unquote, easier teams. Because we know often Napoli's biggest weakness has been against some of the pretty off. So that's where we have to see consistency.
I agree. And you know, we do have, you know, a lot of the smaller teams, quote unquote, you know, these are teams that we dropped a lot of points to. You know, we look at it now. We look at Genoa, we lost to. We look at Spezia, we lost to. We you know, the match on Monday, we drew to Torino at a last gasp draw. We barely beat Udinese with a last minute goal by Bakayoko. You know, Sassuolo, yes. Verona. We have Verona coming up where we scored so early, the earliest goal, fastest goal in Napoli history, and then we lose 3-1. These are matches that are coming up. I believe the only two teams we beat, three, Udinese, Cagliari, and Fiorentina, in these last six matches. So, you know, we dropped our fair share of points. We're looking to rebound on those, but again, we were a depleted squad. This is a different squad because we also lost 1-0 to Inter, almost beat them. And we also lost 2-0 to Lazio with a depleted, half-depleted squad, and the rest of the team went down that game. And we rebounded and drew the champions-elect and beat the tar out of Lazio. And I know we had some lapses today, too. Up 4-0, we took our foot off the pedal and we paid the price, and that's something that needs to be addressed for next season. But I really think that Napoli keeps scoring all these goals, we're going to be golden. And, you know, I have high hopes for Champions League for next season.
What do you think? Because, you know, we haven't talked in a while, man. It's been a long time. Where we were in December and January, if you asked any Napoli fan who didn't stop to think about what's going on with us, they would say, you're out of your mind if we make champions and Gattuso's out the door. But look, we're 3 points away from second place. Never mind 2 points out of Juve and Atalanta for champions. We're 3 points out of second place. We have a real shot at finishing in second this season. So there's so many rumors about Gattuso leaving. He's going to go to Fiorentina. Him and Nadal aren't getting along, blah, blah, blah. We've also been silencio stampa for, what, 2.5 months now? So no one really knows what's going on behind the scenes. What is your take, Marco? What do you think, man? What do you think about how we finish, what happens with Gattuso, and so on?
Well, first off, in terms of the Gattuso, I got to shout out your video that you posted on the Osimhen goal when he scored, and you chirped. You're like, how is Gattuso? Why is Gattuso always still so mad? Right? Because you see him after the goal, he's still screaming. So I got to shout that out. But I do think Champions League is attainable. You're right. Not even just Champions League, second place. And that should be a goal that this team sets for themselves. Right?
Right. Because it's one thing. Yeah, because it's one thing to finish in the Champions League places and say, oh, you know, maybe we go a different direction. It's fourth place. You know, we had a rough time with Gattuso, blah, blah, blah. If he performed the way he did with half the injuries that we had, then we can talk about things, I think. You know what I mean? But it's one thing to say, oh, you know, I think Gattuso deserves a second season or second full season anyway with Napoli under better conditions if he makes it to the Champions League. But when we're talking about second place from where we were, that's a different story, man. And I don't care how far away first is from second. That's a different story, in my opinion.
No, I agree. And, I mean, again, how do you fault him? It's easy to look back now and say, how do we fault this and that? Because everybody was up in arms at the time. But looking back on it, how did you fault Gattuso for those losses when he didn't have a striker available to him? And again, like, we were talking about him and Napoli fighting for his job in that game against Juve, where Napoli pulls off a victory and Koulibaly's out. You don't have any defenders. Mm. Your team is far from 100%. And they put in the performance of the season just on heart alone because they were fighting for their coach. And you could see that in that game. And that's what he means to this team. And you're right. We have no clue what's happening behind the scenes. And it would be a real shame if Gattuso is gone and he does leave and that relationship is irreparable, because Napoli could really use somebody consistent. And Gattuso just fits in so well with that team and that city and what he represents. And so it would be a shame to see him go. It really, really would. Regardless of whether we finish top four or not, I think he's proved down this stretch how much he means to this team.
Right, because there's a lot of talk about, you know, Gaultier from Lille, who's really done nothing in France except for, you know, being on the cusp of possibly winning a league this season. He's I don't even think it's a lock yet. I think Paris has come back. But he's only won one French League Cup in his entire, you know, 8-year run with Saint-Étienne. So all of a sudden, he's going to come in and revitalize this team. I don't know how. But at the same time, you know, you look at, you know, and they say the things like that, like for De Zerbi or for Italiano or for Juric or what have you. And we say, you know, these guys are Serie A, they know Serie A, they've played in Serie A, they're you know, they have good ideas or what have you, Sarri-esque. But at the same time, you know, Sarri, what he did with this club was right guy, right methods, right players, right time. You can't say that these guys are going to come in and do the same thing that he did, and he didn't win us a title. So it's like, how can we go into the Champions League? And I understand ADL's position if he wants to revitalize the team, change the team. DS is gone, coach is gone, new team, new players, new this and new that, keeping some of the core. But I would understand that if we finish fifth. You know what I mean? I would understand that if we finish out of Europe. If we finish in a Champions League position, I'm going with our, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going with our momentum. Because Insigne is playing out of his mind. Koulibaly and Manolas, when they play together, are deadly. You know, Ramhani's even doing a lot better than his first match. You know, you got the best out of Demme, a player that nobody knew who he was when he came in. You got the right side that's killing it with Lozano and Politano. You got Osimhen, who's going to wake up, and he's a hungry man. He's a hungry young kid, and he's going to do it. And you have the guy that's making it all happen behind the scenes, whether you question his tactics or his substitution decisions or not. There's a lot more to coaching than just tactics and substitutions. And it's driving the players and giving them the will to want to win and perform at the highest level. Mertens still scoring goals the way he did today at his age and you know, with his you know, mileage. You know, I just don't believe that we're ready for a new manager. You want to get a new DS, bring in a little bit better players here and there, fine. But I think Gattuso should stay. Never mind he would stay. I think he should stay. I think he should. I think he's the answer for Napoli next season. And then you know what? We give him that season. We see what happens. If he does the way he gets us 9 losses with or 10 losses, or is it 9 losses with a full squad, then we reconsider.
Oh, 100%. And that's the thing is how, and again, it's honestly going to come down to whether he wants to stay, I think, at this point. So I don't think Di Laurentiis wants to get rid of him. And it's going to be interesting to see, again, what happens in that regard and if he does stay. But, I mean, you look at this team and the way they've come together. I mean, even today, like, you see Mertens and how much it means to him when he broke that record and the tear in his eye, right? Like, you see this team, you know, this team really is a unit. And it feels like that. I would hate to see that be jeopardized because we know how much instability a new coach can bring, right? I mean, even a guy like Ancelotti, as historical and as great, as legendary as he is, he came into a team that was a very tight-knit group with Sarri, under Sarri, and within a year and a half, it came completely unraveled, right? So with the wrong leadership or the wrong person, and even if they are a great coach, this is a sensitive group, and they need the right guy leading them. And I really do think Gattuso helps kind of bring out the best in them. And it really would be a shame to see him go. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting. And you're right. All those names you've mentioned earlier, I don't want any of them. You know, I don't. I don't even want to think about it because we've been down those roads before. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this team, Raph. But I think the next 6 games are going to be really, really telling and really, really big for the next season.
So in this match, we lost. We lose Manolas for the next game. He got a red. He got a yellow, and he was on a suspension. So it's going to be Koulibaly and Rahmani, which I'm actually excited to see because I think Rahmani is way better than people think he is. We didn't see Lozano get a start this time around. Do you think maybe he gets a start also? Maybe Osimhen starting as well. You think this is? You know, Gattuso doing his version of rotation towards the end of the season, because I do believe we have one more set of matches where there's a match in the middle of the week. And you know, I think, listen, we hit it home a few times with a full squad. Any combination of this team can do anything. We even have Fabian playing well, coming up a lot more forward because he's given the allowance to come up more forward because of everybody playing together and in sync. So the approach for the Torino match, and how big is that one to win? Because obviously we need to win this one with Roma and Milan playing against each other after that.
Yeah, it's going to be big because, again, you can't afford to drop any points right now. And if you drop points against Torino, it makes today almost useless, right? So you really do need to win. And I do think we'll see Lozano. I think, honestly, I thought we would have seen him today, but I think Gattuso really wanted to reward Politano for his strong play, right? I mean, on the weekend, he didn't have any choice but to play him because Lozano was suspended, obviously. But today, he decided to play him, and I don't blame him, and it worked out for him. I do think we'll see Lozano play on Monday, though, just because, again, he probably deserves to get an opportunity to get his spot back, too, just because he was leading this team for a long while as well. And Osimhen, again, that's the luxury when you have you know, Mertens healthy and Osman healthy. You can interchange them. You can switch them. You can play them both. I mean, you can put Mertens, drop him back and play more Zielinski's been playing. Like, they have options now, and it's nice to see. And this team really, really is dangerous. So it's going to be fun against Torino. It's going to be interesting to see the lineup. I agree with you. It's nice to see a young defender get some playing time, especially, you know, while we still have Koulibaly. Hopefully we'll have him for a long time, but it's nice to see a young guy get to learn from someone like him and get that experience, because I do think that'll be huge going down the stretch. For me, my biggest concern, in all honesty, has been the biggest concern all season, and that's that position where Hisai sometimes makes you want to stab yourself in the eye. I mean, there's sometimes he has, you know, some decent performances, but lately, and we know he's gone, we know he's leaving, I mean, good riddance. But at the same time, we need him to perform in the last six games, and he caught a break today, because I really do think Napoli would have been penalized had the foul not happened on the other end.
Right. You're right. All right, Marco. So listen, looking at the next couple, I said Roma in error. It's actually Lazio Milan after we play against Torino on 12:30 on Monday afternoon. Lazio Milan at 2:45, which is bigger than Roma Milan that I thought. you know, you got Fiorentina against Juventus on that Sunday at 9 o'clock. Inter against Verona. Cagliari against Roma, Atalanta against Bologna. Those are the matches, and I know we have to worry about ourselves and win out. I know we do, but the reality is right now we're in the outside looking in, and we're trying to catch these teams. Fiorentina just beat Verona 2-1, so that they're on a pretty, you know, they're fighting for a salvation spot. You know, they're fighting for safety. You got Verona, who's always tough, against Inter, who have dropped 4 points of their last six, against Napoli, and then against Spezia. So what's going on there? And then Roma's kind of out of the picture, but Cagliari's fighting for their salvation lives too. And Atalanta play a tough Bologna, who I'm not sure where their spot is, but still, it's a tough match. They dropped points again this, you know, today. Lazio, Milan. Lazio's big because they have a match against Torino that they have to make up at some point, sometime before the season's over. So there's still a game in hand. And drop points for us and a win for them, they're back in it too, and we'll have to deal with them. But at the same time, do we want them to win so that Milan, we can catch them? So it's real interesting stuff, dude. And I'm, like, going to be glued to the TV this weekend. Let me just read out really quick the table here. Inter 76, Milan 66, Atalanta 65, Juve 65, Napoli 63. So with our five goals today, 5-2, we gained 3 goal differential points. We are now 1 behind Juventus, which is huge also, because if somehow we end up tied in the standings and we can catch Juve on that goal differential, that's the tie break. But if we end up tied on that tiebreak, it goes to goals scored, and we're at 71 and they're at 64. We're cruising on that one. So these are things that we got to start thinking about, because six games left and these guys are right in front of us, and their schedules are much tougher than ours on paper. So, and I'm talking about Atalanta and Juventus. So should be smooth sailing from here if we're playing the way we are. But
Even Milan. Milan's got a tough schedule down the stretch. Right. Don't forget, the final game of the season sees Milan play Atlanta. So the scenes that game could cause, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a wild, wild finish. It really, really will be.
Well, dude, the penultimate game, Inter-Juventus, and in between that is the Coppa Italia final between Atalanta and Juventus, and then Juve play Bologna for the last match of the season while Atalanta play Milan. So you got Juve playing Inter, then Atalanta play Juventus for the Coppa Italia, and then Atalanta Milan. So, like, that's going to be huge, because we really had, you know, 6-0 against Fiorentina last time out, but then the loss to Verona. We're going to have to really, really do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely in our destiny is in our hands as long as we win. But right now it's not. So we're going to need these guys to drop points somewhere. Who do you see? I feel like Napoli's going to get that fourth spot, or at least that fourth spot. But who do you see out of Milan, Atalanta, and Juventus capitulating and not making it to the Champions League if we do?
I would love it for it to be Juve, especially after so the Super after the Super League nonsense, and then Yelly really revealing himself to be the snake that he is. And I'm not going to get into that, but we all knew he was a snake. But after that, you realize just how dirty of a snake he really was. But
I feel like everyone realized what a snake he was after that. Yeah. You know, Napoli fans always knew it, but now he showed it to the world, you know?
Yeah, you're right, 100%. And in all honesty, like, how do you think it's not Milan right now? And I mean, I feel for Milan fans, I do. But it really does look like the wheels are coming off there, right? Like, it's almost sad to see, and maybe they do turn things around, but it's been a rough go for them lately. And what made them so strong earlier on in the season, they seem to be lacking that confidence. And with Ibra out injured right now still, it's not helping. And, you know, their defense is being exposed. I think teams have figured out how they play and what they do. And they're going to be interesting to watch. And again, they've got a pretty difficult schedule as well down the stretch, so it'll be interesting to see how they do in these big games. But traditionally, and over the last couple of seasons, I mean, they've been a pretty fragile team, so it'll be interesting to see what they do. Atlanta is one of those teams where you always want to count them out, and they always fight back, and I really do think they probably will finish top four. I thought they played well today before the red card, and I think they were lucky not to lose after the red card, because Zecco should have scored on multiple occasions, but it is what it is. I mean, it'll be interesting, but I think if you're a Milan fan right now, you have to be worried. And even Juve, I mean, nobody is safe, and nobody is guaranteed anything. And I think when you look at Juve as well, like, we're just so used to them ending up getting what they want and finishing where they need to in the long run and in the end. But I don't know if that'll be the case this year. I really think it'll be a fun last 6 weeks.
It's going to be a fun month. Lazio, Benevento, Juve, Torino, Cagliari, Atalanta. That's Milan's last six games. It's going to be tough. It's going to be crazy. Kuba, this was fun, man. We got to do this more.
And you know what, Rafa? There's no reason we're not going to make this a regular thing, because we should. So yeah, thank you for bringing me back out of my slump, and it's nice to be talking Napoli again. It really is.
It sure is. It sure is. All right, Kuba, man, I'm going to let you go here. Everybody, I would say you could find Kubani at Kubani7 on Twitter, but you can't because he's still in Twitter exile. So hit him up on at Stereo Serie A. I miss that podcast as well, just so you know. I talk to Donato a lot on Twitter, but I miss that. I missed that podcast, but if you want to talk to Marco about Napoli, hit him up on that. I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can answer you there. But it's probably been really nice without the Twitter drama over the last few months, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was really, really nice, and I have enjoyed it. But I also now find myself at times wanting to tweet something, and it's not really appropriate to tweet from the Far From Vesuvius account.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I count, so I'm kind of like muted a bit, and maybe I will get back on sooner than later. It's almost been a year. I'm still fighting with the Bundesliga, although I will give their teams credit for saying no to the Super League, so shout out to them. Yes. But at the same time, they also got me banned, so I don't know how I feel. but no, thanks. Honestly, keep dialed to Far From Vesuvius Twitter, because I know we've been quiet lately, but we are far from dead, and we are far from Vesuvius always.
Far from Vesuvius, far from dead. I love it. And for some reason, I forgot you could get Kubani on the Far From Vesuvius Twitter account. Stereo City is there as well, but because I think it's because I know that you're doing the predictions for the predictions league too. So yeah, man, get at Kubani at Far From Vesuvius, you know.
Because
like he said, we're far from dead. Wanna reference something back to Milan really fast. I know that was a nice little outro, but something just popped into my head. I distinctly remember in a podcast saying something about Milan and then possibly winning the Scudetto, and then Ken coming out and saying, well, Pioli will Pioli. So I just want to shout out Ken at Ken Cioffredi. I think that's his Twitter account. I don't remember.
Close it's enough. Changed
every now and then. It's been so long. I don't remember. But all right, you guys, I'm out of here. Cuba, ciao. We'll see you again. Let's hook up next week. What do you think?
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. Ciao, ciao, my good friend. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, buddy. We'll talk.
Forza Napoli.
Sempre.